Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman watches in vain. The sacrament of baptism will now take place. Please be seated. We read in the heavenly doctrine, baptism was instituted to be a sign that a man is of the church, and as a memorial that he is to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is nothing else than spiritual washing, which is regeneration. All regeneration is accomplished by the Lord through the truths of faith and a life according to them. Baptism therefore testifies that the man is of the church and that he can be regenerated. For in the church, the Lord is acknowledged, who alone regenerates. And there also is the Word, which contains the truths of faith by which regeneration is accomplished. Jacob and Shannon, you are coming forward that this child may be baptized and thus enter according to order into the Lord's church on earth. Hear further from the word of the Lord as it is written in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. First, about keeping the Lord's commandments. And know today and return to it in thy heart that Yehovah, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. Therefore thou shalt keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy sons after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the ground, which Yehovah thy God gives thee all the days. Next, we read about baptism and repentance. John was baptizing in the wilderness and preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea went out to him, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was wearing camel's hair and a leather belt around his loins, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, there comes one stronger than I after me, the strap of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. We read about receiving children in the Lord's name. Amen, I say to you, unless you be turned around and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of the heavens. Whoever, therefore, shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens. And whoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. And they brought little children to him that he should touch them. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them to him. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whoever shall not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it. And having taken them up in his arms and putting his hands on them, he blessed them. This is part of the story that gives us the names Naomi and Ruth. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have purchased Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead on his inheritance, that the name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses this day. And all the people who were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. May Yehovah make the woman who has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, the two who built the house of Israel. And may you prosper in Ephratah and be famous in Bethlehem. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, Yehovah gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the women said to Naomi, blessed be Yehovah, who has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. and he shall be for you a restorer of your life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom and became a nurse to him. And the women, her neighbors, gave him a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi." And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. The name Naomi means pleasantness, as in this passage. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together even as one." Finally, we read that a man should court a woman with courtesy for the pleasantness and sweetness she may bring to his life. With men, there is no innate love of the sex, and without that love, there is no interior pleasantness of life. Therefore, if they are to exalt their life by that love, it is incumbent on men to be pleasant with women, soliciting and entreating them for this sweet addition to their life with courtesy, deference, and humility. Moreover, the beauty of that sex above the male in face, body, and manners adds itself as a claim on their devotion. Amen. Would you please come forward? Jacob and Shannon, you have brought this child into the presence of the Lord so that she may be baptized with water, for then the Lord may baptize her with the Holy Spirit and with fire. By this act, you enter into a solemn covenant with the Lord. Now, therefore, let me ask, do you, for yourselves and for this child, believe that there is one God and the divine Trinity is in him, and that he is the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ? Do you, for yourselves and for this child, believe that evils should not be done because they are of the devil and from the devil, and that goods should be done because they are of God and from God?
We do.
Do you therefore wish this child to be baptized into the new church and thereby be associated with the new Christian heaven?
We do.
Let us pray. O Lord, we pray that thy servant, now to be baptized, may be born again from above, that she may see the kingdom of God. Help her to be born of water and the Spirit, that she may be regenerated by the truth of faith from the Word and by a life according to it, and may enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise. Will you state the name of this child?
Naomi Ruth.
Naomi Ruth, I baptize thee into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. You may be seated. By baptism, Naomi Ruth is now enrolled and numbered in heaven among those who in heart receive the Lord. In the Lord's divine providence, she was born into the world, and she is entrusted to your care so that by life in the world, she may be prepared for life in heaven. And you are given the privilege of cooperating with the Lord to this end. Therefore, seek for the light and knowledge to guide you in the performance of your part in this work. Lead her to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as her God and Father. Teach her the Lord's Prayer so that she may be introduced into the worship of the Lord. Teach her the Ten Commandments so that she may learn to shun evils as sins against him. Instruct her in the Holy Scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem so that she may be prepared for regeneration. In this way, you will promote her happiness in this life and her eternal welfare in the world to come. May the Lord keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.